This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 21st of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel tonight is mild, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A comfortable evening is expected for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, a ceasefire was violated as Hezbollah fired rockets at IDF forces, prompting the Air Force to strike back at the launch sites. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, Hezbollah launched an attack on IDF troops in southern Lebanon, despite sirens being initially identified as a false alarm by the IDF. Also this hour, Walla reports that with hours left to the American deadline, the IDF prepares for a swift response if the ceasefire ends, amidst ongoing coordination with the United States. Separately from JTA, Israel has jailed soldiers involved in damaging a Jesus statue in Lebanon, and a new statue has been installed. And finally, I-24 News confirms the IDF's replacement of the crucifix in Lebanon with two soldiers banned and jailed for their actions. Here's what people are saying online. Guy Az, a conflict monitor, posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah has officially claimed responsibility for the recent shooting, citing Israeli violations as the reason. Caroline Glick, a political commentator, shared a visual update just now, sparking further discussion online. E. Yacobi, a regional analyst, highlighted the swift Israeli response to the desecration incident, contrasting it with the lack of response to Islamist actions against Christians since 2026. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire violation, Israel Hayom details that the IDF initially denied Hezbollah's rocket attack, which followed a tense period along the Lebanese border. The Air Force's retaliation underscores the fragile situation, raising concerns over potential escalation. Turning to the IDF's readiness, Walla reports that military sources emphasize the importance of U.S. coordination as tensions with Tehran persist. This comes as the deadline for a potential ceasefire expiry approaches, highlighting the critical role of international diplomacy in maintaining stability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post elaborates on the false alarm at the Lebanese border, which was later confirmed as an actual attack by Hezbollah. The incident raises questions about the efficiency of warning systems and the ongoing threat from the northern border. On the diplomatic front, JTA reports the swift action taken by the IDF to address the desecration incident in Lebanon. The dismissal and imprisonment of the soldiers involved reflect Israel's commitment to respecting religious symbols, aiming to prevent further diplomatic fallout. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a significant finding that workers who have experienced personal loss are 3 times more likely to change professions or leave their jobs, indicating a profound impact on job stability and performance. Separately, CTEC highlights the growing challenges Israel's defense diplomacy faces in Europe, as countries like Italy and France express discomfort with current policies, signaling a need for strategic adjustments. And finally, Ynet Business explores the values driving Israeli business success, with leaders attributing achievements to traits inherent to the nation, influencing growth and innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.